Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
You might run into some rain on your morning commute. Now at 6, Elizabeth Gardner and our team have coverage of our first wet morning in more than a week and how long it will last as you look live at downtown Raleigh.
Plus, breaking news in Morrisville as a chase ends with a crash and downed power lines. Right here, you're looking live at that scene as we keep tabs on the effect it'll have on your morning commute.
We're doing our part.
Plus, a call for action from teachers in our state's largest school district is finally heard. Every employee getting a pay raise. And our calls for rain being heard as well. We desperately need it, and we're getting some this morning. Welcome to your Wet Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with us. And it is some of the most celebrated rain we've had in a week. In fact, the only rain we've had in a week, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's actually been 2 weeks since we've had any measurable rain across our area. And we had about half an inch then. So we're going to see quarter to an inch, hopefully half an inch in a few spots. It's not going to erase the drought. But, you know, if we can just see more and more events like this, eventually we will end up with some improvement in our drought monitor. So we take a look. Southern Pines, Sanford, all the way up into Chatham County, down to Fayetteville, Dunn, Raleigh, Selma, Goldsboro, Wilson, Rocky Mount, all seeing some showers this morning. We take a look at future cast, and the heaviest rain will be from the Triangle area southward and eastward. If you're up around Roxboro, South Hill, your amounts are going to be pretty light. But again, from Raleigh southward, we should end up with some decent amounts of rain in the rain gauges, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount. So we'll start to see things tapering off mid-morning around the Triangle. It starts to end completely by around noon in the Triangle, and then probably by about 1 to 2 o'clock in the I-95 corridor area. We're going to clear out after that, and then we're going to see, of course, some colder temperatures rolling on in. Casey Cunningham is out in the storm tracker this morning taking a look at those wet conditions. And Casey, it didn't start out too bad this morning, but it's getting heavier and heavier out there.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Yeah, it was pretty spotty this morning, and now it's been consistent at least for the past hour. Right now, we are over here on 70. We are headed toward the Wilson's Mills area. I want to show you a look at the roads. You can see traffic is definitely building out here, and cars are taking it nice and slow. Rain is definitely consistent as well. Something to keep in mind as well, that there's some leaves on the ground. So if you're planning on walking your dog or getting outside, be careful that it could be a little bit slippery out. We jumped onto the secondary roads here, and you know, we're still seeing the same thing as we did on 40. Cars taking it nice and slow. No issues so far. I've been checking in with first responders as well, and we're not hearing of anything weather related quite yet, but we'll continue to join you throughout your morning commute and keep you updated with what we're seeing out here. Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, Casey. Of course, it's steady across a good chunk of the viewing area. Here's a look at Clayton. That's not too far from where Casey is right now. We're seeing these conditions across a good chunk of the viewing area. Our temperatures are chilly, too. It's 41 in Roxboro, 40 in Raleigh, 42 in Fayetteville. So it's kind of a miserable morning out there. And once the rain ends early afternoon, skies will begin to clear, but it's still going to be chilly with highs only in the upper 40s. Of course, Brian, this kind of rain tends to cause some problems for the commute. Let's take a look at what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, we also do. We have another problem out there on the roads this morning we were covering.
WRAL's Nia Hardin is at the scene of a chase and crash in Morrisville. Brian Schrader is monitoring that now. Brian.
This is something we've been following for a couple of hours here on the western side of Wake County in Morrisville. Highway 54 or Chapel Hill Road is closed right around McCrimmon Parkway. Nia Hardin is live at that scene right now with what she's gathering. Nia, what have you learned?
Well, I just spoke to one of the officers on the scene here, and they tell me that Duke Energy is already on the scene. I'm going to step out of the way so you can see here. Duke Energy is here. However, because it's dark, they're not able to assess the damage, and so they have to wait until the sun comes out in order to do so before they even get started. So, Brian, that could potentially mean that it could take them longer to even open up this road. Now, we are hearing from Highway Patrol that this all started from a chase. A driver was leading police on a chase when that driver crashed into a pole, at least one pole, knocking it down. You can see that there are traffic lights that are hanging down here in the middle of the street. Now, they have blocked off quite a big section of this area here. It even took us a while to get exactly to where this was. And I know Brian Schrader has been talking about that. Brian, how are people able to stay out of this area this morning?
Got a couple of ideas, Nia. The section of Chapel Hill Road that's closed right now is between Watkins Road and McCrimmon Parkway there in Morrisville, not too far from the airport. You might consider using Davis Drive over to the west or I-40 as good alternate routes between 540 and Aviation Parkway. And, of course, as we see traffic volume building this morning, we'll see bigger delays heading through that area. And, of course, Naya will be at the scene there to let us know how things are developing. So stick with us. We'll give you the best information we can before you head out this morning. So we look around the rest of the triangle on those wet roads. Major routes are holding up pretty well. Have a report of an overturned vehicle on 40 westbound around Gorman Street. Haven't seen anything on the camera so far, and right now sensors are looking pretty clear through that area. Renee?
Brian, thanks. This morning we want to get you up to speed on a big development in our state's largest school system. Every employee at Wake Schools will receive a salary increase, including substitute teachers. The school board signed off on nearly $39 million in leftover funding for those pay raises. Some of the lowest paid staff could see their salary go up by 40% with a minimum wage of $15 an hour. The raises come after years of protest and most recently employee sick outs.
We're doing our part and they need to do their part to back us up.
We're able to do what we're doing because we're taking a risk. We found savings from unfilled positions, wherever you could find it.
These raises are separate from the bonuses approved last month. You can see a full breakdown of the changes on WREL.com. The Wake County School Board also agreed to extend an indoor mask mandate for another month. Students and staff will have to wear masks in school buildings. Leaders say they considered dropping the mandate, but weren't satisfied with the data on COVID transmission rates. School systems across North Carolina are required by state law to revisit their mask rules every month.
More news now on the pandemic. COVID infections are still on the rise in North Carolina. This is a curve that shows the daily average of cases. See that spike right at the very end here. We're now at our highest average since mid-October. More than 3,000 daily cases being reported. And more kids are also getting sick in our state. This graph shows case counts in kids 17 years of age or younger. And look at the last week there, the spike starting November 21st. Data for December is not out yet.
New this morning, two more people are facing charges in the shooting death of a 19-year-old in Raleigh. Daryl Barnes and Darius Jackson are charged with the murder of Miguel Bajaran. Bajaran was found shot in the parking lot near the basketball court of Green Road Park back in November. Two teens already face charges in his death. More police will be on campus this morning at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines after an employee found a gun in a student's backpack. The discovery prompted a soft lockdown for nearly 2 hours. No one was hurt, and investigators don't believe the student planned to use the weapon. That student will not return to campus until the investigation is complete.
Today, we'll hear what Durham's new mayor has planned for the year ahead. Elaine O'Neill will address her plans to tackle big issues in the Bull City in a briefing this morning at 10. She's the first African-American woman to serve as the mayor of Durham. In addition to housing, she told WREL she wants to focus on gun violence.
A big budget for the Pentagon could reach the president's desk by this week. You're looking live at Capitol Hill, where it is now up to the Senate to pass the $768 billion defense policy bill. The House gave the package the green light last night after a long stalemate. The budget includes $24 billion more than what President Biden requested. Republicans and Democrats supported the higher price tag, saying it's needed to match threats from China and Russia.
All federal contractors were originally supposed to be fully vaccinated against COVID by today. That mandate can't be enforced because of a ruling from a federal judge in Georgia. The judge found that a group of states is likely to succeed in arguing that President Biden overstepped his authority when he issued that requirement. The vaccine deadline had already been pushed back to January. The White House says it will continue to defend the mandate.
Breaking news, the first self-funded trip to the International Space Station in a decade is underway.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz MS-20.
Yusaka Maezawa, a Japanese billionaire, joined a Russian cosmonaut and two others aboard a Russian-built rocket that launched just before 2:40 this morning. The 12-day journey is the first to send a tourist to the ISS since 2011. Maezawa trained for 3 months before this morning's flight.
Big news for tiny homes. It's official. They're coming to Raleigh. City Council signed off on a plan to allow the smaller sized homes to be built on separate lots and not just as an accessory to someone's home. Under new rules, homes up to 600 square feet in size can go on lots that are 25% smaller than the current minimum size. Supporters say expanding the availability will create more affordable housing options.
Rocky Mount is getting a new spot for concerts, plays, weddings, and other events. Governor Cooper will be there today as the city cuts the ribbon for the new Center for Performing Arts and Worship. The 2,200-seat venue is hosted by the Impact Center at World Tabernacle Church. WRL's Keenan Willard will be covering today's ceremony at noon.
Coming up on 610 right now on your Wednesday, should students have privacy when using school Wi-Fi? Just ahead, our state's largest school system weighs in on the issue, and their answer is controversial.
Plus, Instagram makes a series of safety changes just before its CEO testifies on Capitol Hill.
To me, it's sort of a cynical effort.
Still ahead, how the social media app is responding to criticism about its impact on children.
And, of course, it is a wet, wet morning for us. We're going to see showers up until around lunchtime, which are going to affect the morning commute. So keep it tuned here, especially right before you head out the door. Brian and I will show you how things are looking on the roads. After that, we have a big warm-up for Saturday. I'll show you why it's going to change so dramatically coming up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather Rate Certified Most Accurate Forecast.
It is 6:12. We're following the rain out there this morning, and it is covering most of the viewing area. It's just much lighter near the Virginia line. The heaviest rain is south of the Triangle area right now. It's coming down steadily. And with this kind of rain, we tend to see some backups out there. So Brian's coming up in just a little while to talk more about the backups that we may be seeing. We may not see a lot of them just yet, but as we get into 7, 8 o'clock this morning, it's likely to be a real mess. Not only that, but it's cold out there this morning, too. Temperatures are in the upper 30s and low 40s. Here's a look down Salem Street in Apex. And you can see plenty of puddles out there. That rain is going to be with us all the way through about the middle of the day. 37 in Roanoke Rapids, 40 in Wilson and Durham. It is chilly and wet out there. Again, by lunchtime, we start to see the precipitation tapering off.
New this morning, students at Wake County Schools will not have privacy when connected to school Wi-Fi. The rule is part of the new technology policy just approved by the Board of Education. It allows staff to monitor any use of school Wi-Fi, even on personal devices. Leaders say the purpose is to keep students safe, and they will not discriminate in how it's used. Several parent groups have questioned whether the rule is legal.
Today, the CEO of Instagram will face tough questions on Capitol Hill about the app's impact on kids. The testimony from Adam Mosseri comes just a day after Instagram launched several new features aimed at teen safety. Those include new parental control options and a feature encouraging users to take a break if they scroll for too long. Other business leaders are skeptical.
To me, it's sort of a cynical effort because their business model really is about capturing your kid and your teen's time through cool photos and all sorts of other stuff.
A recent Wall Street Journal report found Facebook and Instagram are aware of the harm their apps cause to teen mental health.
Closing arguments are set to begin today in the high-profile trial of actor Jussie Smollett. He's accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself in Chicago. He testified in his own defense twice, denying that he planned with then paid two brothers to carry out the attack. But in cross-examination, prosecutors contrasted his testimony with other evidence they say proves Smollett lied.
Today, we'll hear from state leaders ahead of a key deadline for health insurance. State Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen will hold a briefing at 3:30 this afternoon about open enrollment for federal health insurance and the changes you'll see this year. The deadline to sign up for insurance is December 15th if you want coverage to begin at the start of next year. Open enrollment runs through January 15th, if you're okay with a later start date.
Happening today, Raleigh leaders want to hear your thoughts on longer terms and higher pay for city council members. There will be a listening session today at 6 p.m. at Laurel Hills Park. Members are considering changing terms for council from 2 to 4 years, increasing the size of the council, and changing their pay. If you can't make it tonight, another listening session will be held next Wednesday, December 15th.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WORL Live Center. Just within the past hour, the Indian Air Force announced that one of its military helicopters has crashed with one of its top defense military leaders on board. This is who we were talking about. Chief of Defense Staff General Bipin Rawat was one of the 14 people on board of the helicopter that crashed en route to a military rehearsal. We are not sure the status of those who were on board, but we do know that several people have been rescued. No word, though, on this defense military leader and whether he's okay. Back to you.
We now know what the newest play area of Dix Park will be called. Raleigh City Council voted to name the project after a family who offered $10 million to help with construction. The official title will be the Gibson Play Plaza. The new area will go up right along Lake Wheeler Road and feature playgrounds, fountains, and gardens.
You can help provide some holiday cheer for kids in need in Raleigh today. The U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots is setting up in front of the Department of Labor building on West Edenton Street. You can drive up and drop off a toy or a money donation. You'll receive a goodie bag as a thank you. A mobile training unit will be parked there to store the toys collected during today's event. It runs from noon to 3.
Thousands of people are dealing with power outages after a massive storm swept through the Hawaiian Islands. You can see the roads here washed out by heavy rain and wind. The threat of landslides is still there this morning, with first responders ready to handle any new damage. Right here locally, our first sign of rain here in a week. Maybe some measurable rain here, which would be a big help for our drought situation, Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely. We need more days like this to help to erase our drought situation. We're seeing some light rain in our northern counties, but it's very steady from the Triangle area southward. And this is the way it's going to be for the next several hours. We start to see it easing up a little bit by around 7, 8 o'clock, and then tapering off around lunchtime and into the early part of the afternoon. But it's coming down out there. And boy, we definitely need it. We're seeing some steady rain from Sanford back over towards Southern Pines, Hope Mills and Fayetteville, Dunn, Lillington, Smithfield, Raleigh, Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro. So a lot of us, everybody except up near the Virginia line, up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. The rain's fairly light there, but we're still seeing some of it. We take a look. Here's the big picture. Here's what's going on. We have this low pressure system. That is what's helping to grab a lot of the moisture from the Atlantic and from the Gulf of Mexico and feed it right into our area. You can see the back edge of the rain. And as the low pulls away from us, it's going to take that rain back out to sea by lunchtime or so. It's cold behind the system. You can see the snow in West Virginia, back here across Kentucky. There may be a few flurries in our northern mountains, possibly even in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, as this ends around, say, the early part of the afternoon. But it's not going to be enough to, you know, cause any accumulation by any means. We're going to see everything pulling away from us. Skies clear. Temperatures really drop overnight tonight. We'll be upper 20s, low 30s tomorrow morning. That high pressure system brings us a nice bright Thursday. And then Friday, we're watching another system. Well ahead of it on Friday, there's the possibility of an isolated shower. The models are trending drier now. And then we're watching this front. The timing of this a little bit quicker. So we're going to see most likely around sunset this rain moves in, and then it's likely to move out of here by the time we get to early Sunday morning. So you can see the showers there. Here's 8 or 9 o'clock, that rain moving on through. And then the back edge of it starts to pull out around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, so that most of Sunday will be dry, maybe a little cloudy and cool, but it won't be rainy. Looking at, a good chance of rain this morning. That rain tapers off by lunchtime into the early afternoon. A slim chance on Friday, and then a good chance on Saturday night into early Sunday. Saturday, we have parades. The parades are all going to be fine. We're not going to see the rain until we get to the evening. So 65 degrees in Holly Springs at 10 a.m. At 11 o'clock, 70 in Fayetteville, and at 2 o'clock in Cary, 72. It's not going to feel very much like Christmas, but it'll be nice to have some dry conditions. But, of course, with our dry conditions, we do have a burn ban that's still in effect until further notice, hoping this rain will help. Again, we'll have that chance Saturday night and into early Sunday, and then we dry out a little bit for early next week. Brian, it's a lot of rain out there on the roads that we're dealing with.
Thankfully, right now, we're not seeing too many problems directly related to the wet roads. We'll be watching that through the morning, though. We do have some breaking news that we're following over in Morrisville. Chapel Hill Road is closed between Watkins Road and McCrimmon Parkway. An overnight police crash took out a utility pole. Duke Energy crews are on the scene, but they're not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that section of Chapel Hill Road. Best alternate routes for you to consider this morning. They do have a brief detour set up there right at the scene, but as we see traffic volume building, we're probably going to see big delays through that area. Consider using Davis Drive Drive or I-40 as good alternate routes. We also have a report of a crash in South Raleigh on 40 westbound, right around Gorman Street. Not seeing any delays out there right now. And as we take a look at the camera on those wet roads, you can see the headlights on the westbound side. It's getting busier, but we're not seeing big backups right now. Back to you.
Elsewhere on the roads, neighbors complain, the city heard and is responding. Still ahead, the new plan in Raleigh to stop speeders who go too fast through residential communities.
Plus, how a Christmas tree in the heart of New York City managed to catch fire shortly after midnight.
Then ahead on today, how agriculture experts are reinventing rice grown right here in the Carolinas to be a healthier part of your diet.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The Rock's show of kindness is getting people talking on social media this morning.
And our Rock, Brian Schrader, is here now with What's Trending.
Yes, my biceps are as big as his for sure. It happened during the People's Choice Awards. The Rock presented his People's Champion Award to a young woman who was attending through the Make-A-Wish program.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
The Rock also won the award for Male Movie Star and Comedy Movie Star.
But his kindness, though, all the more reason to like him. Big guy with clearly a big heart. That's awesome.
And he started calling himself the People's Champion back when he was a pro wrestler. I didn't realize that. Now here he is, the People's Champion.
Living up to the name.
And now he's trending. Hey, we're getting our first look this morning at the top trending near me searches in North Carolina. Google released this list at midnight, and this year the top hit was COVID vaccine near me, followed by COVID testing near me. No big surprise there. I thought this was kind of surprising. Movie theater near me came in third place.
Even more surprising, in Raleigh, it came in second.
Wow.
Who was going to the movies? I don't know. Interesting.
Thanks, Brian. Well, tonight, Broadway is going dark for the legendary Stephen Sondheim. The composer and lyricist died less than 2 weeks ago. He's considered by many to be a titan of the American musical. To honor him, Broadway theaters will dim their lights right at 6:30 p.m. for 1 minute. The memorial is a Broadway tradition. Sondheim was 91 years old.
Tonight on Fox 50, it's the Group B finale of The Masked Singer. And the matchup, Banana Split, faces off against the Queen of Hearts, a titan matchup. Plus, judges Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger perform duets with The Masked Singers. It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox 50.
You can help children in our area stay warm this winter. Join us this Friday at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. for the WRAL Coats for the Children Telethon. You can help children who need a winter coat for the months ahead. Just drop off new and gently used coats, hats, gloves, and unwrapped toys at your local Jiffy Lube or Salvation Army. To make a pledge, go to WRAL.com/coats or text the word coats to the number on your screen.
Happening right now, you're taking a live look at what is going on at Chapel Hill Road and Aviation Parkway. Cruiser on the scene trying to fix some damage from a crash. Coming up, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and possibly how long this could take.
And good morning. We're live for you this morning from the storm tracker. You can see the rain. It's really coming down. Up next, we'll talk about the conditions on the road and what you need to know before you start your morning commute.
And here's a live look at Apex, which is also very wet. Most of our viewing area wet right now. Of course, coming up, we'll talk about what kind of conditions you'll see on the commute, but also when this rain will end.